Conquering the enemy death. How? Even though the disobedience of our first parents, Adam and Eve, brought sin and death to all humankind, it did not change God's purpose for the human family. Throughout His written word, the Bible, God repeatedly confirms that His purpose has not changed. The righteous will possess the earth, and they will live forever on it. Psalm 37:29. He will swallow up death forever, and the sovereign Lord Jehovah will wipe away the tears from all faces. Isaiah 25:8. The last enemy, death, is to be brought to nothing. 1 Corinthians 15:26. Death will be no more, neither will mourning nor outcry nor pain be any more. Revelation 21:4. How will God swallow up death, bringing the enemy death to nothing? As noted, the Bible clearly says that the righteous will live forever. But it also says that there is no righteous man on earth who always does good. Ecclesiastes 7:20. To conquer death, will God abandon His own standard? That is unthinkable. He will never do so, because God cannot lie. Titus 1:2. What then will God do to fulfill His loving purpose in creating humans? Conquering death by paying a ransom. Jehovah God made a loving provision to redeem mankind from death by paying a ransom. The basic idea of a ransom is something of equal value paid to cover damages or satisfy the demands of justice. Since all humans are sinners and under the penalty of death, the Bible frankly says, "None of them can ever redeem a brother or give to God a ransom for him. The ransom price for their life is so precious that it is always beyond their reach." Psalm 49:7-8. When an imperfect human dies, he can only pay the penalty for his own sins. He cannot redeem himself, nor can he pay for the sins of anyone else. We needed a person who was perfect and sinless to offer his life, not for his own sins, but for our sins. That is exactly what God arranged to have done. He sent His Son, Jesus, from heaven to be born on earth as a perfect, sinless human. Jesus said He came to give His life as a ransom in exchange for many. Mark 10:45. He died to conquer the enemy death so that we may have life. When will death be conquered? Today, in fulfillment of Bible prophecy, we live in critical times hard to deal with, proving that we live in the last days of this evil system of things. 2 Timothy 3:1. The last days will culminate in the day of judgment and of destruction of the ungodly people. 2 Peter 3:3-7. But people who love God will survive that destruction and be blessed with everlasting life. Millions of others will have the opportunity of gaining everlasting life when they are resurrected. Jesus performed a resurrection when He visited the city of Nain. The only son of a widow had died, and Jesus, moved with pity, raised him to life again. Luke 7:11-15. Also, the Apostle Paul said, "I have hope toward God that there is going to be a resurrection of both the righteous and the unrighteous." This solid hope is an extraordinary demonstration of God's love for mankind. Acts 24:15. Billions can look forward to living forever. The Bible says, "The righteous will possess the earth, and they will live forever on it." Psalm 37:29. At that time, they will personally experience the stirring yet comforting words that the Apostle Paul wrote some 2,000 years ago, "Death, where is your victory? Death, where is your sting?" 1 Corinthians 15:55. Mankind's formidable enemy, death, will have been conquered. End of article.